Ain't you glad tonight we've got a blessed old book?
Amen.
Glory be to God, that's full of the word of truth. Amen. That'll speak to your heart and it'll speak to mine. It'll give us direction, praise God. When you get down, you don't know which way to go. I'm glad God tonight is a God that's always there. He said He'd take us and lead us. He said He'd guide us and direct us. He said when you didn't know the way, He'd be that way. And I'm glad I know the one that come along my way on a Wednesday night, 1976, moved into my heart, praise God, set up His abode. Lord God, He took this blessed old book and He's engraving it on my heart. I say He's engraving it on my heart, in the depths of my soul. It's real. It's alive. It's vibrant. It's true. And praise God, it's still working for me and for you. It's doing the work that we can't do. It's giving the hope that we never had before. But thank God, thank God. I'm glad it's alive with a whole lot of folks is going backwards. A whole lot of folks is giving up. But praise God, I'm glad tonight. Amen. If there's a living book and a living word and a vibrant God tonight, it's a living down in my soul. He's an ever-present help in times just like this. He's there to help us. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I feel nice in my soul. I come tonight and praise God, I'd preach this morning. I preach this evening, this afternoon, and I didn't know if I could preach tonight or not. I couldn't have said Sue a while ago if the hogs was eating me, but praise be to God, I feel all right now.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad, glory to God, that we serve the God of the book. I'm glad we got somebody we can go to when everybody else says, hey, why don't you give up? Why don't you quit? Why don't you look for another way? I want to say praise God tonight on the authority of the book. We've got the God that is the way.
Amen.
There's no other way. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved than this blessed old book. It's got the help. It's got the hope. It's got the encouragement. It's got the guidance. It's got the leadership.
Yes.
Amen. Got all that we need. Amen. And that's just from the instructional side. Amen. Praise God on the other side. Praise God, it's got grace. And it's got mercy. And it's got sanctification. And it's got power.
Yeah.
Power.
Amen.
Power, praise
Amen.
God. I'm talking about power that's real. Amen. Hey, power. Hey, you and I ain't harnessed tonight. Praise God, He said if you'll just pull up, get in the yoke. Praise God, He'll give you power too.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He said He has our God, but He said He had all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. You know what we need to do? Praise God, we just need to come get us some power. Get us some strength, praise God. You say, preacher, where do you find that at? You'll find it at old-fashioned altar.
Amen.
I say, you'll find it at an old-fashioned altar, praise God. And we humble ourselves, come before God, just fall on our face and say, Lord God, here I am, help me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
starts out crying out, saying, the Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Amen. Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Save me by your marvelous grace. Amen. Putting our faith and our trust in God Almighty. Amen. Is my God your God tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Let's see, we serve, but we're serving the same God. There's only one in three parts. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, there's always a presence in our presence.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. There's always one there for you and for me. Praise God. Because He promised He would never leave us. Everywhere you go, praise the Lord, there He is. I won't say the devil will fight. The devil will come along. The devil will try to dissuade you. But I'm glad there's a God Almighty. I say a God Almighty, praise God, tonight. That's there to help us. Amen. To direct us and show us how much He loves us. How much He cares for us, to help us in every aspect of our life.
Yes, sir.
I can't remember a time. I can't remember a time, Brother Junior, when God wasn't there for me. Hey, amen. There's been a time in my life, lots of time in my life, praise God, I've strayed from Him.
Yes,
you say, preacher, I wouldn't admit that. You have too.
That's
Amen. We've got away from Him. We've took off on our own. But God, I'm glad God. But God, I'm glad He never left me. Amen. I'm glad He's always been there for me. I'm glad I could always run to Him, praise God, and I know He'd meet me on the way. Amen. Glory be to God. He would be there for me, praise God. What do you do? He'd take off His coat. Praise God. When I was out in the world, praise the Lord, I'd run to Him. I'd come back wounded and naked before God. Amen. He'd take off His coat. He'd wrap me about with it. He'd love me. And I'd say, He loved me up in His arms. Glory be to God. He'd clean me up. He'd polish me up. He'd lift me up, praise God, from where I was, and He'd put my feet upon a solid, I say, a solid, back on that solid foundation, and He'd give me the hope that I needed to persevere.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He looked upon me. But brother, He didn't see me as I was. He see me what he prayed. He see me. He looked at me. He saw me what I could be. Yeah. He saw me, praise God, a repentant. He saw me a loving Him. He saw me a looking for Him, praise the Lord. And He just snuggled me up closer. He said, "Hey, youngin, it'll be all right. Hey, listen, are we going to get through this? I'm just going to love you in so many ways that you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Hey, listen, glory be to God. You're going to be okay. We're going to heal you up. We're going to fix you up. We're going to clean you up. We're going to lift you up. Praise God. You're going to be okay."
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. My head falls sometimes, Brother Jeff. He just snuggles me up a little closer. Amen. Holds him. Praise God. Holds me in them great old big arms. Amen. Lets me know that I'm loved. Sometimes I take this blessed old book and I get to reading it in it. And I pull the blessed old book to my bosom and I can feel the heartbeat of God. I said, I can feel the heartbeat of God. Amen. It's alive. It's living. This is a living word. So, preacher, I've never seen a living word. Praise God. You looked at the blessed old book. Hey, but if you best looked at this blessed old King James Bible, you've seen the living word of God.
Amen.
You've seen the living God. And He pulls you up, snuggles you up. Hey, man, there's been a time or two, praise God, I've just rested in His arms. Hey, man, just rested my head upon His bosom. And just shut my eyes and just listen for the heartbeat of God. Amen. I'm talking about getting close. Amen. I'm talking about drawing up nigh. Amen. He said if we draw nigh to Him, amen, He'd draw nigh to us. And we got to draw nigh to Him. He said, "I'd draw nigh to us." I said, "He said, if we'd draw nigh to Him, He'd draw nigh to us." You say, "Preacher, how close can I get?" Just as close as you want to tonight. And just pull Him up in your bosom. Recognize Him as God Almighty. Recognize Him as the Holy One of Heaven. Recognize Him as the great Redeemer, the Savior of all men. Recognize Him tonight as God of all power. Recognize Him tonight as God with all might. Recognize Him tonight as the God, praise God, that looks down upon us, that sees the whole world in a span and loves us anyway.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Loving up close. So that's what God's wanting to do. God's trying to do this in the last days for His church. Well, God's impressed on my heart here lately that He's wanting to do great and mighty things for this little place. He's wanting to move upon us. He's wanting to use us. Amen. He's wanting to show us how much He cares for us. Amen. He said, "Preacher, how can we know?" Praise God. Just come seeking to see. Amen. Open your eyes. Pray God to give you a teachable spirit that you can take this blessed old book. You can take the God of love. When He reaches down, praise God, to get you. Glory to God that you're there just like a little baby. Just reaching up just as high as you can. Amen. When he reaches down for you, praise God, just reach up just as high as you can.
Amen.
You know what happened, Brother Bill? We got doing that. We'd be worshiping God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why he said we pray with the lifting up of hands, praise God. Because what we're doing, church, is saying, here I am, God, come get me. Amen. Lord, I'm here to be submissive unto thee. Praise God, reaching up just as high as you can. Every day trying to get a hold of God. Amen. He reaches down. He'll reach right down to where you are because his arm is not short that he cannot save. So he reaches down, praise God, gets you under your little arms just like a little old young and pulls him to yourself. And you say, I don't know about you. This is what he does to me. And he says, let's just go for a little walk. Let's take us a little stroll. Let's think about this a minute. I'm God, and you're not. Lord, I don't have no problem with that. Amen. He said, I'm God, and you're not. And said, I'm here for you. Do you understand? I, God, am here for you. Every day, every day and every way, I'm here for you. I promised I'd never leave you. I never have. I promised I'd always be here. Everywhere you look for me, you find me. And you always find me early. Because I never hide myself from you, son. Because I love you. And when you holler, Abba Father, when you start reaching up, praise God, I just pluck you up. Because I love you so much. I want you to know that. And man, that's why we sometimes we've got to take time and have these little walks.
Amen.
Sometimes that's why we gotta have these little talks.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So me and you can communicate. See, what the problem is, son? He said there's a lack of communication. I know, Heavenly Father, and it's not on your part. It's a lack of communication. Yes, that's right. So if you'll listen to me, if you'll talk to me, I'll hear you. Amen? He said, I'm listening. And before you finish talking, praise God, I'll answer. I'll show you the way. I'll direct your path. I'll love you, praise God, in what you endeavor to do, and I'll help you. Amen.
Amen.
Man, you ever have a walk and talk with God? Maybe it's time. And maybe it's time that we just had a little communion with Him. A little time of fellowship with God. Amen. That's what God's wanting us to do. That's what He's doing right here. He's communing with us. He's fellowshipping with us. He's just showing us how much He loves us. He's telling us how good He is. He's showing us how much this blessed old book He wants to apply to us, to help us, to grow us, and mature us, praise God, and bring us to a place in our life where He can be God.
Amen.
And there'll be no other.
Amen.
Man, when we take Him, when He takes us into His arms, pulls us to Himself, praise God, bestest place that you could ever be.
Amen.
Is in the arms of a holy God. But if we ain't careful, we'll stiff arm Him. Listen, young, we ain't playing football. Amen. We're not playing. We don't play with God. What we do is we trust Him. Remember what I preached Wednesday night? We quit trying and just start trusting. We just start trusting the Lord to help us to be who and what He'd have us to be, to give us the guidance and the leadership, to show us the love that He has so we can show the love that we need to have for others so we can reciprocate that love to a lost and a dying world so that they might be compelled to come in so that one day in a little while they'll come just like little children. They'll cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba. Father. Abba. Father. And boy, by the time they get right there, there's a hand from the throne of grace that just swoop down where they're at. Praise God. He'll scoop them up in His arms. He'll say, I got you. Amen. I heard you the first time. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I just wanted to hear it again. Amen. Glory to God. And you say, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Oh, glory, glory. Amen. And the Father, boy, He just has Him a spell. Glory. He just rocks you in arms of love. He shows you what He had, that compassion, love. Shows you what a real Father can be. I'm talking about a Heavenly Father. Praise God, who loves you and me.
Amen.
Amen. If we could see this start happening, we'd see souls saved. Amen. That's what happens when we begin to see souls longing for God, when they start saying, Abba, Father. Boy, there's something to this. There's something to being a child of God. There's something to being a Christian. Amen. It's just not a name. It's just not an action or a reaction. But praise God, it's realizing who our Heavenly Father is. It's realizing there's the Lord God of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ of glory. Amen. That's there sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us, to be an advocate for us. Even when we sin and come short of the glory of God, He's there to help us, praise God, to lift us up, to clean us up, to put our feet back on that firm foundation. He say, hey, listen, young'un, praise God, you're going to be all right. Said, we can do this. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to do it alone. I'm glad I'm not by myself. I'm glad I've got somebody with me all the way. I'm glad I've got somebody that loves me and cares for me, even when nobody else does. Amen. There's a lot of times in this old world you'll be all by yourself. There's a lot of times, Miss Joyce said, they won't be nobody there but you. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, even in those times, that you're never alone. Amen. You're never by yourself. There's always going to be a God of heaven that's there with you because He promised He'd be there. Praise God with you. Every step of the way. Amen. He's a watching us. That's kind of scary. It's kind of scary that the God of heaven is watching me. Sees me in every aspect of my life. Amen. You young people, listen. God's watching you every day, every minute, every hour, every second. He sees you. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you're about. He knows what you're thinking. And He knows why you're thinking it. Amen. You say, boy, preacher, that's scary. No, that's good. That's good because God loves us enough that He thinks about us. That He watches us, praise God. So He knows what we need. So He has that help for us in the time of need. Amen. We're living in a world that's full of sin. We're living in a world that's full of anxiety, full of suffering. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's bigger than all that. I'm glad the God that we serve tonight, praise God, when it gets too bad, amen, when it gets too hard, when it gets too harsh, He's there, praise God, watching over us. And praise God, just about the time you think your ships are sinking, just about the time you think you're going down for the last time, praise God, there's a God of heaven who will sweep down. Praise God, He'll scoop you up in them loving arms, draw you close, praise God, and take a flight for a while from the cares of this world. He'll take you on a flight, praise God, like you've never been on before. He'll take you to a place that's full of peace and hope, praise God. He'll take you somewhere, glory be to God, where you can be satisfied in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He said, preacher, you sound like you know about this. Praise God, I've firsthand many times. Amen. Hey, you listen, you ain't ever fought the devil until you try to preach. Amen. You pick up this blessed old blackback King James Bible and you try to tell people about Jesus. The devil will fight you sore. Amen. People will fight you. Everybody will fight you. Nobody will like you. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He'll say, son, you just keep heralding the word. You just keep telling them about how good I am. Tell them how much I love them. And one day, somewhere along the way, they'll come to realize that this God of the Bible, this God that we're talking about, the gospel of the Savior, praise God, it's for them, glory to God. And they'll fall on their face. cry out to a living God, and they'll be saved, birthed into my family, and then I'll begin to love on them like I love on you. Yeah, amen. Amen. So you've laid her down. Said, boy, Lord, it's too hard. You said, preacher, I can't believe you'd be like that. Let me say, he's a whole lot better than me. He's done that. Isaiah, he said, Lord, here I am, send me. And God says, all right, well, go ahead. Isaiah got over there a little ways longer. He said, Lord, how long? He said, Lord, how long? He said, I about had all I could stand. I'm preaching till I'm blue in my face. Don't seem like nobody's listening. The Lord said, well, just keep on a little while longer. He said, how long, Lord? How long? He said, well, just till the world is without habitation. Amen. He said, just keep preaching till there ain't nobody left to preach to, praise God. And Isaiah said, all right, Lord. Picked up that blessed old book, stuck it under his arm, and went at her again. Amen. And God told him in that last verse, he said, Isaiah, yeah, Lord, I'm at it, okay? I've got this, Lord. I got it the first time. I'm not really that thick. I got it, Lord. It's Isaiah. What, Lord? He said, I'm about the Father's business. He said, Isaiah, there'll be a remnant. Amen. He said, there'll be a remnant, glory be to God. He said, there'll be some that'll listen. There'll be some that'll hear. Pray God, just keep telling it where you go. Amen. You say, why, preacher? Because God Almighty has got one more little lost sheep that he's hemming up. I got him.
Amen.
Glory to God, I got him. Well, Lord, I've done made him mine, praise God. Calm down, buddy. Amen. Don't be fighting. You're all right now. You're safe. He said, I'll take you. Took you out of harm's way. You don't even know it. You don't know what I come to do for you. Bible said he come to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. He come to get them and pull them into his bosom and to love them and to show them that he was the way. Amen. You know how he does that? He don't do it, Brother Rick, by beating us old hard-headed men over the head. Amen. He don't do it by whipping, beating on you poor old cantankerous women. Amen. To try to get your attention. But you know how he does it? He pulls you up close and he just begins to love on you. Amen. Amen. He begins to let you know how much he cares for you. He needs a pet on you. Amen. Caressing you. Loving you. Letting you know how much he appreciates you. Amen. You know, I think sometimes, knowing the little sheep, he catches us, and then we start to calm down in his arms. We start to become at peace with the Lord. A peace, the Bible says, it passes understanding. And you just calm down. Maybe in a little bit, you just drift off to sleep. And our God, who loves us so much, he continues to cradle us, to love us. He pulls us close and he says, boy, you don't know how much I love you. I give all I have for you. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the God we serve tonight.
Yes, sir.
That's who he is. That's my God. I am His, and He's mine. Praise God. He pulls me in. He loves me. He cares for me. He shows me how much He cares for me. He shows me how much He loves me. Amen. And praise God, when I go astray, sometimes I do. The Lord said Paul got kicking against the pricks. He said, you're trying to go into the goad's trying to take you in a different way, but you said you're kicking against it. It's called what we do sometimes, don't we? Yes, amen. But God loves us anyway. Praise the Lord. He'll come right down to where we're at. Amen. Come right to where we're at, where you're at. And you say, what are you doing? Yeah. He does. Yes, amen. You said, well, he's never done it to me. You're lost. Amen. You need to be saved. Amen. Praise God. If God don't correct you, if God don't come to you, if God don't show you when you mess up, you're not saved. But He comes to you, and there you are, and He says, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? The question He asked, Brother Jeff, how's that going to bring me glory? How am I going to get glory out of that? And I say, oh my goodness. Lord, I messed up. Lord, I've sinned against You. He says, that's all right. That's all right. Here, let me love you up. It's okay. It's all right. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here for you. That's why I'm your advocate. With the Father. Amen. I've done talked to the Father about this situation. I've done talked to Him, and I've explained it all to Him. You know, it seems like He knows everything already. You know, He sent me to get you. Amen. Because He knowed you was going to get in these situations. But listen, He loves you, and I love you. And there's a better way that will bring glory to our name. And bring peace and joy to your heart. You'll get you a little dose of happiness out of it. Amen. You'll feel good about yourself. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. I get excited about it too. Amen. You say, God don't get excited. You don't tell me God don't get excited. Praise God. God gets excited. You say, how do? Because He excites down in my soul, praise God. And God couldn't excite me if He didn't get excited. Amen. There's a stirring goes on in heaven, Brother Lynn, and by the time the Holy Ghost gets it down to where I am, where I live, praise God, it's exciting. Amen. Amen. But He loves us up. He said, son, it's going to be okay. Now, you know the right way. We've showed you in the volume of the book, it's written of me. Follow me. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm life. I want you to have life in abundance. All right? Okay. And He sets you back down, praise God. Go about your business. Amen. Glory be to God. You feel good all over. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You got a new life. You got a new direction. You got a God of heaven, you know, that's a watching over you. He sees where you're at, knows the desires of your heart, knows what you'd like to do. I don't believe there's a person in here tonight, sound of my voice, that wants to be an old sorry, no account, rotten sinner. Anybody here tonight wants to be a sorry, no-account, rotten sinner? Amen. I didn't think so. I believe every one of us want to be found pleasing to God. Amen. Well, I won't say tonight in authority of God's Word that He wants the same thing for me and you. He wants every aspect of our life, praise God, to bring Him glory. Amen. Yes, we just need to stop and evaluate sometimes and listen for that still, small voice. He told Elijah. He said, it ain't in the fire, it ain't in the earthquake, and it ain't in the winds. But he said, there was a still, small voice come to where he was way back in the back of that cave. And he said, Elijah, he said, what are you doing, son? Amen. You serve the great I Am. Why are you afraid of one old Jezebel? Why are you afraid of one old woman? Amen. Praise God, ain't I greater than that? Amen. That still small voice come there and said, listen, I've got this. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Praise God. And he says, hey, listen, so I just want to give you the finer aspects of my word. I want to show you the truth, that the truth can make you free. See, we quote that all the time. We quote it wrong. We all the time say, well, the truth will set you free. Amen. That ain't so. The Bible says the truth will make you free. There's a big difference than set and make. Amen. Because when God makes you free, praise God, He has a hand in it.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, I won't say the hand of God. When the hand of God's in it, it's going to be a whole lot better. Because God will make you free. He'll set you free from sin, heartache, anguish, the things of this world, praise God. He'll give you guidance, leadership, and He'll love you so many ways you'll have to like one of them. God loves us tonight, youngins. He's here to help us. He wants to show us that He wants to demonstrate His love to us, to you and I. But we just got to want to let Him. We've got to stop being so cantankerous with God. Amen. We've got to quit being so rebellious against God. Number one, the first thing we need to do is be saved and know it. Amen. Just say, Lord God, I'm an old sinner in need of a Savior. Amen. And mean it from your heart. If God Almighty stirred your heart, you ain't ever been saved, praise God, it's time to get saved. You can't get right. You can't get right with God. You can't get closer till you get saved. Amen. You can't get help from God like you know like He'd like to help you till we get saved. When we just admit that we're old sinners. Amen. We're all sinners. The Bible said we've all sinned. How many's all? That's everybody. Amen. That's me and you and you and you and you and you. And we've all sinned. He said we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. Amen. Sin take you out. That's why people die, because sin cursed. We live in a sin cursed world. But God said He sent His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to bring us out of that. That through Jesus Christ the Lord, we might be saved. Amen. Praise God. We need to be saved. We need to trust in Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He died on the cross of Calvary. He became sin. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I. Went to the cross of Calvary. When they nailed Him to the cross, they didn't nail Him to the cross. They nailed our sin to the cross. Right. He became sin. They nailed our sin to the cross of Calvary. Remember the big cross? I need to bring it back up here. The big cross. And we took the cards and we set it up here. And every time we come in, if you had a burden, we went and nailed it to the cross. We literally nailed our burdens to the cross. That's what Jesus done for us. He nailed our sins to the cross. Our sins was nailed to the cross in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when He come off that cross, praise God, they wrapped him in grave clothes, put Him in a borrowed tomb. 3 days later, praise God, just like He said He would, He come out of there. Victorious over death and the grave. Amen.
Amen.
And praise God, because He can too, we can live in victory today. If we don't have victory, it's not His fault. We can't pack that off on God. We have to take full responsibility if we don't have victory in Jesus. We sing that song all the time, victory in Jesus, but do we really have it tonight? Amen. God wants us to have victory.
Amen.
I mean, He wants us to have victory. Lord Jesus Christ, the devil and the demons of hell will fight us every day. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He's got victory right now. Amen. He said He's already attained to victory for every child of God.